93.7 WRVG, the radio voice of Georgetown. Good morning. My name is Jordan Rowe, and joining me right now live in studio is Dr. Shalette Stewart, the principal and founder of Stewart Consulting, LLC. She has over 20 years of leadership experience in strategic business planning, marketing, and national account sales with Fortune 500 companies like Coca-Cola, Bell South, and Hostess Brands, and she's also author of the book Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plans with God's Purpose and Plans for Your Life. Dr. Stewart, welcome to WRVG.
Thank you, Jordan, for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, I mentioned that you worked for Coca-Cola. Why did you decide to resign and start this consulting firm?
You know, the Coca-Cola company is a wonderful company, Jordan. I was with them for 10 years, but during my tenure with the company, after I'd been with the company about 6 or 7 years, I started feeling a strong desire to write a book to help business leaders connect their business plans with their purpose. And so it got to the point, Jordan, where it was so strong, and I was working on this project on the weekend, finishing my manuscript, that I was living for the weekends so that I could work on my book. So I knew there was a calling. And so I ended up resigning from the Coca-Cola company, taking a 2-year sabbatical, and writing Revelations in Business, Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life. So that chartered a new career course for me, if you will.
Well, tonight you're going to be at Common Ground, I believe, here on campus.
That's correct.
And you're going to be kind of talking about connecting your calling with your career. And,
That's correct. Do
we usually separate the two, do you think?
Yes. In fact, a number of studies from leaders at Harvard, Princeton, even the Gallup polls have found that we, particularly in Western society, tend to live our lives, Jordan, in silos, our spiritual life and religious life, and then our work life or our careers. And I always say that life is too short. We spend too much time at work not to enjoy it. So the key is to intertwine those two. So tonight I'll be speaking at 6:30 at the chapel, and the topic is connecting your career with your calling. And it's so important. I'll be sharing principles, foundational tools, and also real-life examples from today's business leaders, from Timberland, Nike, Mary Kay Cosmetics, even American Express, on how to really connect your career with your calling. So what we do for a living, we love to do. We're passionate about it.
On your website, you mentioned some companies that are successfully leveraging godly principles to drive a performance. Among those, you list Chick-fil-A, Auntie Anne's, that's mm-hmm. the pretzel company, Interstate mm-hmm. Batteries, Terminex, Hobby Lobby. How are these companies doing this?
Absolutely. You know, I believe that the one of the best examples has been Chick-fil-A. I mean, Chick-fil-A, founded by Truett Cathy, $3.5 billion in annual sales, Jordan, and they're closed on Sundays. That's really living out your values. They believe it's important to give their employees time to spend worshiping or just fellowshipping with their families on Sunday. And what's so interesting, Jordan, is that from a revenue perspective, they're doing better than some of their competitors that are open all 7 days of the week. So by taking some biblical principles, godly principles, and infusing them in every aspect of your business, from the mission and vision statement to your marketing plan, your management and organization plan, all the way down to your financial plan and exit strategy. That's the foundation for not only success, but significance.
So you're kind of arguing that the workplace should not be a secular environment.
That the workplace should embrace spiritual beliefs and spiritual principles among all individuals, too. I believe that, you know, if you look at some of the studies, when we think about employees holistically, Jordan, companies grow when their employees grow. And happier employees are more engaged, they're more productive, and that drives performance and bottom-line profitability for the organizations.
Dr. Stewart, do you feel that too few companies right now are currently pursuing godly principles?
I would say so, Jordan. When you look at what's going on Wall Street now and the problems and the challenges in our economy, I always say those are not financial issues. Those are spiritual issues at the core, whether it's because of greed or lack of integrity or lack of business ethics.
Yeah, well, I think you pointed out on your website that businesses don't fail. They simply fail
to
follow
God's
plan.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Well, this evening, you're going to be, or I guess tomorrow, you're going to be talking about some tips to market yourself for success. I mean, do employers want to see godly principles, religious beliefs on a resume? That's not something that people should hide, you're kind of saying.
Well, when the topic is brand new, marketing yourself for success and significance. And so, again, it will be at 7 p.m. Tomorrow in the Hall of Fame room at the Crawley Student Center. But it's not so much incorporating your religious beliefs, per se, on your resume, but it's walking in them, being a person of integrity, being a person of character, Jordan, and making sure that your work exemplifies excellence. So it's almost being that as opposed to saying it.
Okay, I see. So so aside from what you're talking about, integrity, how do you think our listeners out there can really take hold of that and really go out there and market themselves for success based on their integrity?
Sure. I would invite your listeners to join us, not only for this session, for both sessions. It's going to be enjoyable. It's going to be empowering and insightful and educational, because in both sessions, I will take them through practical steps, pragmatic suggestions and recommendations for how to infuse biblical principles, spiritual principles, and how to market themselves for success if they're a student preparing to graduate, if they're an alumni recently in the workplace, in the workforce too. So I'll take them through practical principles for how to do that in the workplace.
Okay. Well, you mentioned, of course, college graduates. We've got another batch of college students about to graduate in a month. What's the biggest piece of advice that you can give them, considering just how crowded the job market is right now? We have soaring unemployment. And just being out there for the first time.
Sure, absolutely. I would say twofold. And I was speaking at the University of Texas at Dallas a few weeks ago, and this topic came up. But in terms of really marketing yourself for success and also competing in such a challenging job arena, I would say number one, begin from within in terms of really searching your passion. You want to make sure that you're majoring in something that you truly are passionate about and that you can leverage as a career. When you do that, Jordan, it's like being compensated for a hobby. So make sure that you really are connecting your purpose with your profession. Start thinking about that now. It's never too early as you're thinking about and strategizing about your major. And then secondarily, social networking is so popular now. LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. I would say leverage social networking the right way. Those are wonderful vehicles for marketing yourself for success and for branding yourself for success. And I'll share more about that in the sessions. But make sure that your online persona is one that really exemplifies excellence and positivity. So many of the graduates or students preparing to graduate even will find themselves in a similar predicament. When I graduated from UC Berkeley, all the companies were downsizing. We were in the middle of a Gulf War. It was a tough time. I was competing against people who had been laid off from IBM, and been working for 20 years. So I would say to your listeners, and I would encourage them, don't give employers a reason to say no. Leverage social networking the right way.
Okay. How do people go about finding their calling?
Mm-hmm. Again, the key is to begin from within. Look at those natural talents that you have, those innate abilities. Think about what it is that people constantly compliment you on that you do naturally and you do quite well, but for others it's quite challenging, quite daunting. And start praying about that. Start really contemplating those natural abilities and how they can be leveraged in a career. In your interest in your hobbies, think about those hobbies that you have that time just seems to fly when you're immersed in them. Those are clues to your gifts, your calling, your purpose.
You pointed out on your website that we don't have a personal life and a professional life, that we have one life, and that we have to make it count. But a lot of folks will shoot back, I don't want a life of work. I need some playtime too, right?
Right, absolutely. And I'm not advocating just a life of work, but I have to recognize the fact and acknowledge the fact that in our society, in Western culture, we tend to spend, most of our waking hours at work. And so that's part of my calling, is to encourage those who are in the workforce, who are in the marketplace, to make sure that they're enjoying what they do.
Okay. Well, as far as businesses are concerned, if they are interested in your services, learning how they can incorporate godly principles in their workplace, so how can they get in touch with you?
Sure, absolutely. I would invite your listeners for free resources and additional information to log on to our website. It's www.stewart, that's S-T-E-W-A-R-T, consultingllc.org. Again, www.stewartconsultingllc.org. And they'll find insights, information, videos, photographs. We work with sacred organizations, Jordan, as well as secular organizations. So churches and ministries, colleges and universities, Fortune 500 companies, small businesses, and professional business associations. So we take them through an 8-step divine business planning process on how to really connect your career with your calling.
And also give listeners the dates and the times of your speaking today and also tomorrow.
Absolutely.
On campus.
I'll be speaking this evening at 6:30 p.m. in the chapel, and Common Ground is holding that. And the topic, again, is connecting your career with your calling. So I definitely invite your listeners to come out. We're going to have a wonderful time. It's going to be fun, engaging, and you'll get some insights that will probably stay with you for the rest of your life. The second session will be tomorrow at 7 p.m. It will be in the Hall of Fame room at the Crawley Student Center, and that topic will be brand new, brand you, market yourself for success and significance. And again, you'll receive foundational principles, practical tools, and real life examples from many of today's business leaders, from American Express, Nike, Timberland, Mary Kay Cosmetics, on how to truly achieve not only success, but more importantly, significance in the fact that you're leaving a positive, lasting legacy.
Okay, well, and both of those events are free, so
free.
So students should definitely
absolutely
check that out. And I guess last question about your book. If people are interested in your book, how can they get a copy of that?
The book Revelations in Business: Connecting Your Business Plan with God's Purpose and Plan for Your Life will be released later this year. So stay tuned. Please feel free to log on to my website, and you can also email me through the website as well too.
Okay, Dr. Stewart, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
The only point is the first session open to faculty, students, and staff at the chapel, and the second session is also open to faculty, students, and staff, but it's particularly geared to seniors and young alumni, people who are recently graduated or in the workforce.
Okay. All right. Well, Dr. Shalette Stewart, again, the principal and founder of Stewart Consulting, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me, Jordan. It's been a pleasure.